My name is Ruby, and I'm a compulsive overeater. And I want to read out of the Overeaters Anonymous book, the appendices, A Disease of the Mind, which is Appendix A, Appendix B, which is A Disease of the Body. And if we can get to it, Appendix C, A Disease of the Spirit. So what I was hoping to do is just read several paragraphs and then pass it on to someone else who could read several paragraphs. And then when we get to the end of the reading for like Appendix A, then maybe we can share and then we can move on to Appendix B, if that makes sense. And see. So I'll go ahead and start. A Disease of the Mind. It's on page 229. Several years ago, as a psychiatrist working in drug abuse and alcoholism programs, I was led through the experience of a staff member to examine compulsive overeating as a disease process identical to alcoholism. We started to apply in a limited fashion the same principles to the problem of compulsive overeating that we were using in our alcoholism treatment program and found them to be very successful. The more closely I examined the phenomenon, the clearer it became that compulsive overeating is a disease. In medical school, we doctors are never taught about overeating, certainly not as a disease, so we are prejudiced against it. Overeaters Anonymous is very successful with cases that haven't responded to conventional kinds of treatment. This success is often threatening to the professionals because it's difficult for us to see how someone who hasn't had years of study and experience could be more successful with people we've been trying to treat unsuccessfully for so long. Would someone else like to read on 230, starting with the remarkable thing?
I can read. This is Bonnie. The remarkable thing about OA's success is that the program gets people to function far better than they ever have in their lives. With any other disease, you're lucky to get back to where you were. If you have a heart attack, for example, you're fortunate to get your heart to function as well as it did before the attack. With the compulsive overeater, not only do you get back to a normal weight, but more importantly, your life has changed, and in a sense, you're ahead of where you were before you became a compulsive overeater. Now you have tools of feeling, touching, caring, loving, sharing, being honest with your family, and looking at life in an understanding way and not fighting it, but going along with it. Once you treat the illness, you have the potential for a more together person than you were. Therefore, it's exciting for physicians and others who have been ignoring the problem or expressing deep pessimism about it to think of compulsive overeating as a disease and to realize that it can be treated so successfully. Pass.
I'm Cassie, a compulsive eater. One of the prejudices about compulsive overeating is society's view of compulsive overeater as someone who is obese. Yet the overeater can be 1 pound overweight or even underweight, as in anorexia nervosa, and still be a compulsive overeater. The illness has nothing to do with weight. That's why it's so silly to go on diets or to weigh oneself all the time. The problem is with the control of food. Is one preoccupied with controlling food intake to the point that is interfering with one's life? Just as being an alcoholic is not related to the amount one drinks, being a compulsive overeater is not related to the amount one weighs. The overeater's problem is not being able to control any behavior the way other people can, and the need is for a system to control that behavior. Of course, the most effective one is a support system like that of Overeaters Anonymous. What the overeater has to do to turn over the control is turn over the control to a higher power. Once it is turned over, the behavior is under control. I'll pass.
Well, I'm Jan. I'm a compulsive overeater. A major confusion we in medicine have is the erroneous belief that compulsive overeating is a result of physiological, not psychological, and environmental problems. We try to treat the compulsive overeater physically or psychologically or physically with medicine or structures in their lives, and it doesn't work. The reason it fails is because we are doing it in reverse. What has to be dealt with is the compulsive overeating. when it is, the physiological and psychological problems seem to take care of themselves. There are some people, about the same percentage as in the general population, who after getting the food back in its proper place, find themselves needing traditional psychiatric care because they do have a problem which they have pushed down with food. But that is the exception. It is probably true in most cases. What is probably true in most cases is that the individual develops a compulsive overeating mechanism for dealing with life at an early age and then starts to push problems down with the food. Excuse me. Once people become compulsive overeaters, every aspect of their lives is affected. Now they get to the psychological, physiological, and environmental problems and start changing their lives, their friends, and their social structures. All these changes are really caused by the compulsive overeating. Most compulsive overeaters, through a program like OA's, will lose all of these syndromes and not need to have any kind of traditional psychiatric care.
Hi, this is Leslie, a food addict. We in the medical community must take responsibility for failing to understand the real problem. Compulsive overeating is a serious disease, and it is devastating this country. It is the basic cause of disorders that medicine views as primary illnesses, such as hypertension and diabetes. But physicians don't look at compulsive overeating. They look at the secondary disease process that comes from compulsive overeating. They ignore the overeating and rigorously work on the symptoms and the secondary diseases. Obviously, that is not the way to treat it. If a patient has pneumonia, the doctor doesn't treat the fever and then send the patient home after the temperature is normal, saying, "Your fever is down, now watch that pneumonia." But we certainly do this with overeating, with the overeater. We take care of the symptoms of the secondary disease and we tell the patient, "Your weight or blood pressure or blood sugar is normal. Now watch that overeating." It is the responsibility of the medical community to understand what compulsive overeating really means and to recognize that Overeaters Anonymous has been dealing successfully with the disease. We need to work closely with OA to have OA as the base or structure. And only then should we offer what we professionals are able to contribute. The doctor should have the patient go to OA and then serve as OA support system for that patient. Overeaters Anonymous should be the treatment and the professional should be the adjunct, not the other way around. This is very difficult for a physician or mental health professional to accept.
Hi, this is Wanda. I can go on. As long as Overeaters Anonymous continues to keep the principles it has now, it will be our most valuable means of treatment of the disease of compulsive overeating. OA's principles ensure that no individual has power. In essence, it is a leaderless organization, making the process much stronger than any one member or group. Overeaters Anonymous is a system of people who are trying to help each other, and as such, it is tremendously successful. William Ratter, MD. Dr. Ratter is a psychiatrist engaged in clinical work with alcohol, drug addiction, and compulsive overeating. Winner of the 1977 Appreciation Award of Overeaters Anonymous, he has carried the OE message both in his treatment programs and in a number of local and national television documentaries. He is currently chairman of the board for AMEDRA, a multinational program for the advancement of alternative medicine.
Thank you. I'll open it up if anybody wants to share before we go to the next Appendix B.
This is Barbara, compulsive overeater. Thank you. That is such a great read. It just reminds me of how much I love this reading. Ratter is the, he has treatment centers all over. Yeah, I would have liked to have been able to go to one of those treatment centers when I was really young, but didn't know about them or they weren't even there yet. Well, I was young a long time ago. But one thing that caught my attention was this paragraph about pneumonia and about the physical, you know, the diseases like diabetes and heart conditions, but don't forget arthritis. I'm just so amazed because a person in my life has arthritis, and we've been researching, you know, what's the best food they can eat for their arthritis. And it's surprising how close to my food plan all that is. Thank goodness. I'm so glad I already kind of eat that way. But so we've been trying to figure out a food plan where they can eat. They don't have to like come to Overeaters Anonymous or do anything really serious. My understanding of arthritis is that it's an inflammatory problem with inflammation. And so I just think that's so interesting in reference to these materials, how very much help we can get, especially if the medical professionals would consider that dietary changes might be helpful in healing these conditions. But I'm trying not to be frustrated about that because, you know, they're just human beings. Anyway, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thanks, Barbara.
I'm Wendy, grateful recovering food addict. Yeah, this is a fabulous appendix. I wish we could send it to all medical professionals. I jotted down a couple of things that stuck out to me. He says, overeating is a disease that is identical to alcoholism, identical. And I believe that 100%. And I use analogies with AA and alcohol and alcoholism when looking at food issues. The other thing I like is where they say, unlike other diseases, we end up better off than before. You don't just get restored to sanity. I wasn't very sane when I came into the program. I was pretty messed up. So I'm so glad that this program has allowed me to realize some of the promises. And what is so ironic is that is not why I came to OA. I came to OA because I was in the grips of the disease. I had no idea the value and the work that was going to have to be done over the years. And it's a good thing I didn't. I probably would have walked out the door. I also like that they mention having what they call co-occurring disorders that some members do have mental health issues. And I'm one of those. And I'm so grateful that I was able to really recognize, once I got abstinent, I could really recognize those and get treatment for those. I used to work in public health in the field of obesity, and everybody in public health knows that obesity and overweight is the cause of probably 75% of the dollars spent on health in the United States. Preventable diseases, high blood pressure, diabetes, syndrome X. There's also a new condition called fatty liver. It's really phenomenal. And I feel lucky every day. I feel lucky that I was able to find this program because I would be in that category with all those illnesses. Thanks.
I'm Karen, a compulsive overeater. And just wanted to add one thing is that in the beginning, I really believed exactly the way that I thought the doctors believed, is that it was a matter of willpower. And that if I was just given the right diet, and if I would stick to it, then all would be well. That it was just that simple. And so it was hard, especially knowing what the doctors would say and believing what they're saying and trying it over and over again and failing to finally find out that there is a solution, that it is exactly like alcoholism. Anyway, that's what I have. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Mary, grateful food addict, recovering. I especially liked what was said about how OA is the program and the other health practitioners are the adjunct. And I heard that a long time ago and I thought, wow, that just really makes sense because the 12 steps, the community, the support, it is life. It's about managing your life better and being whole. So I like that reminder in there. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. Would anyone else like to share before we go to Appendix B? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start on Appendix B on page 234.